I think that Coach Caldwell had talked about it quite a bit, but we, yeah, we're just trying to get better.
Are you guys happy with the effort at least? I mean, what were you most pleased about with that game?
I think the effort was very good across the O-line. There weren't a lot of guys, I don't think, like, I can't really remember somebody giving up on a play or anything, and people were trying to finish and be physical, and that's something that kept us in it.
And the offensive line obviously had some adversity with the injuries and so forth up front. How do you feel like you guys played as a unit?
I think that for Zach being here for 3 weeks, he did a really good job, and he was asked to do a lot and asked to communicate quite a bit, but he... I thought he did well, and I think that the O-line as a whole played all right. I mean, there's definitely some things that we can improve upon, so that's something that we're looking towards in the future.
How difficult is that transition from guard to center? Obviously, the calls and things like that.
That's not something that I really thought about, but I think that it just, when you're playing an interior position, it's just you got to focus on your technique, your hands. I mean, everything that you do as an offensive lineman. And, I mean, it's slightly different, but it's pretty similar.
You had such a good game against the Giants, probably maybe your best here. Wonder if that derails your momentum a little bit when you have to switch your thinking from guard to center.
I mean, I don't really think so. I mean, it's just something that I have to take in stride, something that, I mean, when injuries strike, that the team has to take in stride. And, I think that we'll have a good week of preparation for the following week.
We haven't seen you
since, more guys.
We haven't seen you since the Giants game. What did you think of all the hoopla that was made about the replay of the TD celebration, the ping pong?
Oh, I'm not one for celebration. I just wanted to pat him on the head and go away. And he started moving, which made me a little hesitant. So I had to wait till he got close enough for me to tap him on the helmet and then go to PAT. You know, they don't have to concern themselves with PATs and field goals.
Golden
so
said he wanted to include you in a celebration.
Never. Mm-mm. Never.
How do you mentally get past a game like that? You got any tricks?
No. I just went home, hung out with my family and my girlfriend and my dog, and you're back into work the next day. And I mean, the coaches make sure that you watch the film and get it, just kind of move on to the next opponent.
Is that the nature of the NFL? One more. I mean, it almost forces you to move ahead, right? The Vikings are right around the corner.
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, they're a good opponent, and it seems like every week you're going against a different challenge, another guy who's just as good as the last guy you played against. So it's just, the nature of the business.
Being stunned, anything like the Michigan State punt game? I mean, emotionally, like games won and then lost?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like that. That's what my girlfriend said on the way home. That's how she felt about it. But, I mean, it's a bad feeling. But, you know, if we win, we're trying to prepare to win this next week, and that would wash that foul taste out of your mouth.
All right, guys. Try to think of yourselves as a unit, but individually, do you feel like you're hitting a stride or are starting to reach another level as a player?
I'm not quite sure. I tried not to think about that as much. I just like to see our team succeed, the O-line succeed, and us do well as an offense and as team.